Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, Xmas elves and Sexmas sprites, Saturnalian spirits, and solstice. Santas. And sexperts. And sex pots. All you children of sex, and we all are children of sex. We may or not be children of God or Jesus or Allah or Buddha or Adonai Eloheinu or Brahma. But one thing we know, we are all children of sex. Perhaps sex with God, you know, the Immaculate Conception. Jesus is in me now. Actually, you could say that about the center of our Bonoboville nativity scene, which is, of course, the Divine Intervention's baby Jesus butt plug. Yes. Being presided over by a primate Mary, and the three kings, which includes a former president who might be a first man someday. Thank you, Divine Interventions, for providing a way for God to be in us physically as well as spiritually. Anyway, brothers and sisters, this is the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from Bonoboville. And this is the womb room, where it's warm inside. Which is especially important out in the cold. Of winter, Christmas, solstice, Sexmas, Saturnalia, Christmas, Merry Christmas. Yes, I guess we're, you know, celebrating the season. And I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block. Mrs. Santa?
Yeah.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A-women?
A-women.
I am so happy to be here, brothers and sisters, because, you know, the holiday season is often a time of great upheaval, right? I mean, it's cold, but we want to stay warm. It's dark, but we want to light up our lives. And, yeah, that is the history of Saturnalia. The precursor to Christmas from ancient Rome, for all you Italians out there.
Thank you.
Right. Well, thank
Half.
You.
Half, thank you.
And this, by the way, is the lovely Christmas elf.
Hi.
Miss Dayton Rains.
Yay. Merry Christmas. Or Sexmas.
Yes, we're celebrating it all tonight. And we even brought the Hanukkah lights out.
Yay.
Again, even because,
that's,
you know.
Hot wax is fun.
Jesus was a Jew, I guess.
Jesus. Or Jews love Jesus.
Well,
there's
maybe.
Some
they
do. Have a church
some
called
do.
That.
And I love Jesus. And you know what? Jesus loves the sex workers. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
Right? No. That's who he hung out with. Right, Captain Max?
He sure did. He wasn't dumb.
Mm-hmm. And there's a long story about how Captain Max is actually descended from Jesus. There is. From the Phil and Jerry side of his family. That whole, you know, Da Vinci Code idea that Mary went across to France, you know, with her womb filled with the Holy Grail, and then her seed, or his seed, so to speak, and her womb brought forth the descendants of the real Jesus, perhaps? I don't know. It's one of those many legends that is afoot, and of course, these people were persecuted by the church because they didn't want to think of Jesus as a human. You know, and who knows, what is Jesus? Now, divine intervention sees Jesus as a jackhammer dildo. So there's many ways you can see Jesus. And definitely Jesus is love. And, you know, that side is very bonobo. You know, I'm sure that all the warmongers use Jesus as sort of this warrior advocate. But really, if you look at the New Testament, there isn't much advocacy of any kind of war. And so, we are celebrating the peace and the history of the holiday, which is, of course, solstice, the longest day of the year. I think it's tomorrow, if you're listening to us live. Yeah, I think that's solstice, actually, which is almost today. And there is my commercial. Am I the only one hearing that? Or
I hear it.
Okay, we all hear my little, you know, we should, hey, you know.
Call us.
Last week, my guest broke out in a commercial in the middle of the show. So I won't say which guest. You have to tune into last week's show to figure out who that was. Anyway, here we are celebrating solstice, the winter solstice, and Saturnalia. And Saturnalia is that Roman holiday I was telling you about, which is remarkably similar to Christmas in that it was celebrated from around December 17th to 26th and featured Father Time, Saturn, an old man with a long beard who would say, "Yo, yo, yo," which maybe was too gangster, so it turned into ho, 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 I guess. And like I said, Jesus loves hoes, so it kind of fits.
He does. Yeah. He loves us.
Uh-huh. Amen. And A, women.
A, women.
So, you know, when Rome turned to the Vatican, they kept Saturnalia, but they didn't call it that anymore. They call it Christmas. And it features the giving of gifts, which Saturnalia also featured. And this, yeah, this upheaval, this great upheaval of, the masters would serve the slaves, and every roles were reversed. Everything was kind of crazy. And carolers would sing the carols in the nude, okay? So it was pretty wild. And so here we are tonight.
Can we have that Christmas?
Well, we're not sure what kind of Christmas we're going to have tonight.
Take some nudes, carolers.
But we have had some upheaval here in Bonoboville, and we don't want to go into details, but we have to breathe into our evergreens and celebrate another great night in Bonoboville. Right, Captain Max? That's correct.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Right.
Yes.
And the passage of time.
Passage of time, yes. Mm-hmm.
And a friend of yours who is going to be going into that place wherever we go when we go.
Well, this is just a couple of minutes for a very dear friend. Mm-hmm. He was my art director when we launched the Brentwood Blah Blah. I launched it right after I'd gotten out of prison because I couldn't do, my parole said I couldn't have anything to do with sex. So I did a community paper and put some sex in it, and did very well. And Rudy was my art director for many years. And I love you, Rudy, and hey, go design a new heaven.
There you go. I love him, too.
I'll see you soon.
He's a feisty, friendly guy, and he just brought me so much joy when I would visit the Brentwood Blah Blah and, try to get to see Max, who was always very busy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very important.
But would always
person,
see me, yeah, eventually. But I'd usually have to wait, and I'd hang out with Rudy, and he was really cool. So, anyway, love you, Rudy.
Mm. Yeah.
So we have some fabulous guests tonight. Our favorite power couple of the porn world.
Woo!
The fabulous Alexandra Silk, a.k.a. Silky. Yes.
Yay!
Come on up to the bed.
Get up here!
Alexandra Silk. Oh, yeah.
Hello. Oops.
Yay!
Hey. Look at you, love. Wow, you look so beautiful and buxom and lovely, golden in your fancy suit there.
Mm-hmm. You have mistletoe in your hat, so everyone's kissing you tonight.
I do. You've got to kiss me. You are so sweet, and you are such an angel.
Thank you. It's good to see you, Dr.
Very, very good to see you.
You look scintillating, sexy, and red.
Well, you know, 'tis the season. Yes, it is. It is.
Tits.
Do you celebrate Christmas or Sexmas or Solstice or Saturnalia or Hanukkah? We got that too.
Hanukkah.
Yeah. Okay. You celebrate Hanukkah. Yes. Okay. Well, we're going to light the candles in a little bit.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. 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 Hot wax. Last week we had a hot wax Hanukkah. Right. You should have been here.
I missed it.
But you're here for Christmas.
I'll let you put hot wax on my ass for your missing Hanukkah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for making me come here tonight.
And by the way, did you notice that the baby Jesus butt plug has a dreidel in his little manger there?
Oh.
I figure he would play with that, you know, his baby. Oh, and then the coins from the kings.
Yes.
We have bonobos and dildos mixed together since we couldn't find all the dildos.
Bonobos and dildos. Nice.
And Luke Wilde. Let's have Luke come up
here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Here, I want to be in the middle of you two monkeys. And I say, when I say monkeys, that's a big compliment. Yes,
Susie
absolutely.
Cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus sandwich.
Oh,
here.
Merry, Merry.
Merry, Merry.
I have, you know, the mistletoe, so everybody has to kiss me.
You should hang it a little lower, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, as the night goes on.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, hey there, Luke. Guys, you are such a great couple. How long have you been together?
Not long enough.
Okay.
Good answer.
Wow.
Good answer. We actually are celebrating our 16th anniversary on New Year's Eve.
Wedding anniversary, yeah.
On New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Oh, that,
yeah.
That way you can remember it. Yeah.
We got married on Y2K.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. December
31st, 1999.
Remember that?
1999. Right. Nice. And you partied like it was.
We did party like it was 1999. Okay. There were 1.5 million people at our reception. Because we partied on the strip.
Awesome. You made all those people go to Vegas for your wedding. You selfish.
We did.
You're selfish because I've been to a Vegas wedding on New Year's and it's mean.
We closed the strip.
Okay. Orgy. Yep.
Orgy.
It was. It was
night.
Quite the party that
mm-hmm.
night. Yeah.
Oh,
we have
yeah.
some pictures, but Facebook won't let us put them up.
Oh, I know that about Facebook.
Yeah.
We have our censored for Facebook pictures.
Yep.
And it's a whole like skill you have to pick up as to what they'll allow and not allow, because they don't ever tell you.
And we didn't have any little bonobo monkeys to put on.
Oh, I'll picture. Lend you some. You know. You can put the bonobo
would,
face.
I would appreciate
I'm
that.
In trouble all the time. I think I got Dr. Susie kicked off Facebook for
well,
a few days because my nipples are always showing. I'm always naked, and they're really mean.
I can't
I forget.
Wait.
Love it. I love
I can't
it.
Wait for Christmas to come around and get all that coal.
Honestly,
so we can heat all those poor people's homes.
I enjoyed being banned from Facebook.
Oh, you did?
I did, because it was like a vacation. It was an escape.
It was
from,
a relief.
From, yeah. It was. It yeah. was. Oh. Because Facebook is so, like, overpowering. It's like a religion, you know. That
remember we were talking about that? That
yes.
corporate censorship.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I kind of got, at first I was mad, and then I just got really happy about it.
Yeah,
and
gave
really
you more,
enjoyed my time off, right,
did
Max?
You
spent more time on Bonoboville.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Which your Bonobo
a much more friendly
absolutely.
Place to be.
And Bonoboville accepts refugees from dictatorships such as Facebook
I saw
and Twitter.
That.
Yes,
and
yes, yes.
I love
we
the
do.
New website.
We're all for the refugees. So, yeah, I think we're going to, because I'm seeing exciting guests who I haven't seen in a while.
They're
coming
popping
in,
up.
Yeah.
They propagate.
In, and I want to do a little serious gift for you. For you. And it's you, too.
Well, if you give her a gift.
It's yours, too. I know.
Did you
but
let her in?
It's part of a program that cool. is really called the Bonobo Way Female Empowerment Ooh. Outreach Project.
Yay! I love that title.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a long yeah. title. Mm-hmm. And the short title is the Mal Project. And Mal usually means bad. No. Oh, yes, you want some too, don't you? You can come up
He's
here.
Like, gift?
Yeah.
Come on up here.
This is Zen.
Do I need
we
to
have
get
all religions represented here.
Come on up, little buddy.
Do Buddhist? I need to get the envelope?
I
yes.
The Buddhist.
The envelope, please, Max.
I will be right back. The envelope is in a safe on the 32nd floor.
I see. All right.
With security guards.
Well,
and,
we're going
I'll
to get
return
that
shortly.
Envelope. And,
what is that I smell burning? That wouldn't be the envelope, would it be?
You never know around here. Like I said, there's been some crazy overturning of the situation, and yet we are in a celebration of new times and a new year,
yes.
And yet we want to celebrate the old friends. Not well, and a new spirit.
Yes.
You're doing new things.
Yes.
You're doing your sex surrogate series with Adam and Eve.
Yes.
And you are sex surrogates, and that is a beautiful thing that you provide for people, and Jesus loves the sex workers.
Thank
Can I hear
you,
an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
All right. And you guys, you know, you're so body, mind, and soul. I really appreciate that about you.
Oh,
you know,
thank you.
You don't just go for one, and you bring them together.
Yeah, thank you for noticing. Yeah.
One of the things that we learned was that the best way to educate people is by modeling good behavior. You know, so we really try to keep our relationship as the pinnacle of an example. Of what we would like other people to be able to experience. So
yeah, I'm glad I don't do that with Max because it would be impossible.
I'm sad that you might not.
But I mean, that's kind of pressure, isn't it? And pressure is the enemy of pleasure. But maybe it keeps you going too. Like if you do, everybody has conflict. And do you ever think,
you know, we got to resolve this conflict because we've got a model for people.
No, I don't feel pressure. Okay. I feel purpose.
Oh, it's another P.
Yeah.
Does it have to do with
but
your pee-pee?
But it's a good pee-pee. Yeah.
Purpose. Yeah. Well, it does help to have purpose, I think, when you want to be united and when you do have those times of conflict, which we all do. You know, to have a united purpose helps you through that. I guess that's what Captain Max and I have, too. And that is what draws people together, because nowadays the old ways of being forced to stay married don't work anymore. We don't feel that whatever is up in the sky, whether it's a guy or a gal or a, you know, transsexual or a Zen dog, you know, whatever it is, doesn't really necessarily need us to stay married our whole life in order for us to be considered good, heaven-worthy people. So, you know, to stay married, you've got to have, yeah.
You know, we have this wide-open relationship, though.
Wide open, I know.
Wide open, so I mean,
I think I got into the wide open part.
You have at times, but it's important to us to maintain that so that our relationship continues.
I know what you mean.
We don't want to put those boundaries on it that, you know, people find become obstacles for them.
Restrictive.
Right.
Yes.
And obstacles towards continuing their relationship. I remember my daughter once told me, if my husband ever cheats on me, I'm leaving him.
Really?
Yeah, she did. And I was like, number one, I didn't raise you to be like that.
Yeah.
So why would you come out and say that? Mm-hmm. And
because she's
she really didn't want to be married, right? Yeah. I guess, mm-hmm. because inevitably there's going to be, if you set up a condition like that, mm-hmm. inevitably you're going to find it rears its ugly head, right?
Zen wants to come up. Heard you say
Isn't
rear.
Isn't that the green monster?
And he went, doggy style. Yeah, that's me. All right. Come so, on. The envelope, please, Maximo.
Yes, the envelope.
And I am going to read the statement of the benefactor.
You want to do that first?
You know.
I'll give you the envelope.
I'm going to hold the envelope because.
You hold the envelope.
The envelope is valuable. And,
okay.
You know, on Hanukkah, we give guilt. And I mean, we also give
how many
like,
days of
all
guilt?
Kinds of, yeah, a lot of guilt.
How many
well.
Days, though?
Guilt all year
oh,
round.
Hey, guilt?
Guilt only certain guilt? Times.
Be a Catholic. See how that feels. They'll guilt you. Guilt? Yeah.
Some of you who are out there already know about the Bonobo Way Female Empowerment Outreach Program. But just in case you don't know, it is made possible by Malcolm Jones, who is an investor, philanthropist, environmentalist, feminist, and a Bonobo Way reader. Wouldn't you
know? Malcolm!
He gave Christmas presents Yay. To all of his relatives and friends of the Bonobo Way.
Oh.
And he gave us a present to give to women because he likes women. Can you blame him?
No, I can't
yeah,
blame
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
We have a
and
lot in common.
He wrote in his letter, I am seeking to be useful in the world. I hope to encourage responsible behavior regarding the future of humankind. Currently, I think that one good way to do this is to empower women. The bottom line, as I see it, is that having survived millennia of male domination of our species, it's women's turn to take over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A-women?
A-women.
And
women.
To that end.
All right. You go, Malcolm.
He supports the Bonobo Way. And, of course, bonobos are notoriously female empowered. The females kind of rule Bonoboville. In fact, the older females do. It's MILFs that rule Bonoboville. and they kind of do it gently but firmly,
yeah, right.
which keeps the males gentle.
What are you going to do with those?
Yet firm.
Exactly. You got the line. That's very good. And yes, the males are very happy. The males actually live longer than common chimps, and they stay younger. They have this joie de vivre, whereas common chimps turn into grumpy old apes by the time they're like 14 years old.
Yeah.
So the bonobos show us the way, you know, if, you know, you give the ladies a little bit of power. And in our society, which is kind of materialistic, what can we say? Power often comes from material things. So, to you, from Mal and from the Bonobo Way.
Oh, wow. Lovely.
Yay.
And thank you, Bonobo. the Bonobo Way Female Empowerment Outreach.
Yay!
That is wonderful.
And that is for you, Alexandra Silk, a.k.a. Silky. And open it up, you know. We like to see it. It matches the season, you know. What is the color of the season? A little bit of green.
Yay!
Thank you, ma'am.
I should explain, Susan, that he has donated or gifted dozens
and dozens of people. He doesn't call it a donation. There's something to do with taxes.
Gift. He calls
it's
a gift.
It's a gift or...
Thank you.
An investment. It's an investment in female power.
I love it.
You know, the males love it, right?
I'm firm about that, yes, absolutely.
Pussy power.
Yeah, all right. So can we have a hand for Alexandra Silk, who certainly has shown the world the power of female sexuality. In many ways, from Playboy TV to Adam and Eve to this bed.
Yes, thank you so much.
And many, many places in between.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Hey, the women of sex were the boots on the ground that changed the world.
Ooh, it continues to change the world.
Ooh,
I like that.
Because if it wasn't for you guys who were brave enough to break away and show us guys what a pussy looks like, we'd be really fucked up.
Where would we be without that, right?
Yeah. Don't lose that.
We would be walking in circles, Max.
Do you want to give that to your manager?
No. She keeps all the money.
Okay, put it in your pocket.
I've known you for a very long time.
Yes, you have.
I've known you since I was 20.
Uh-huh.
Now, there is one thing. There is one thing that Mal, the investor in Female Power, would like to hear from you, which is just, I mean, you know, What is your passion? I mean, if you were going to use this as like a seed money piece to create something, what would it be?
Very good question. I would have to go out and buy a new dildo.
All right. I'm sure Mal will be
it's my way of giving back. Yeah. We could share
Absolutely.
My new dildo and I'll share it with you, too.
Oh, well, sharing is caring, and also part of the Bonobo way, definitely. And you know what? I think that is our future, if there is to be a future, is that we must share with our enemies. We must share resources. We must share love. And we must stop sharing bombs, really.
And share eye contact.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot we can learn from our enemies.
About ourselves, you always can, you know.
And I think that's an important point to remember, is that you learn about yourself by people out there who are in conflict with you.
And give an example.
Well, I don't want to get political, but you know,
ISIS is us.
Yeah. In many ways,
it's what happens.
Like, we need to look deep within ourselves, into our culture, and define what it is exactly that they object to.
Absolutely.
And what part of that do we
own? What they're reacting to.
What part of that do we own, and what part are we responsible for, and what part can we change?
You bet. And that is the Bonobo way.
Yeah.
Just don't hate and love instead.
And that's what you've always represented, my beautiful.
I love to love.
Silky.
I love to love.
When did you discover that? Did you always love to love, or did you need to learn that?
That's a good question. I fell in love.
You fell in love.
Yeah, and then I learned to love.
Yeah, but you loved before.
Fell in love.
You did. You did.
Falling
so
in
pretty.
Love.
Oh, your soul is like you.
Constantly falling in love.
It's really nice.
Thank you.
It's nice energy.
Thanks. Falling in love.
Thank you.
For being pretty.
You too.
Susan, you know what? You know we've been going to school up in San Francisco, right?
The school where I got one of my degrees, Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality.
Exactly.
That's correct.
So we're set to graduate
with Dr. Ted McElvina.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
In February.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
We have a big party. We want to invite everybody.
Oh, okay. We might actually be going up there soon. I might be giving a Bonobo Way lecture up in Berkeley. So anyway, we'll try to coordinate.
Oh yeah.
We'll have an orgy.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Norntel's the best.
That's how our polytheistic forebears would always celebrate the Sexmas season.
And wine.
At least a three-way.
Yeah. No, whining is something we do on Hanukkah.
Where are
my presents?
I whine every day, I think, a little bit.
A little bit.
I get in trouble every day for whining. I need cheese with my wine.
Whining
but
less.
You're supposed to be in trouble.
That's
it. Gives us an excuse to punish you.
I'm not like that. I'm a good. I can take
She's
a spanking.
A good band,
you're okay.
But I'm a
either
lover
way.
More than a. I just bitch.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know if Jesus loved the bitches, but he definitely loved the hoes, and probably the sex therapist. He was probably a bit of a sex therapist himself. And so I want to introduce your friend here, who's also
speaking
a former
of
guest
yes.
on the
sex
Dr.
Therapist.
Susan Block Show that hasn't
She's
been here since
amazing.
Like 2011, Dr. Dawn Michael.
We're calling her
Come on up here, girl.
Double D, Double D. Dr.
The Double D.
Dawn Michael.
Dawn. Where should we sit her? Oh, we got the dog in the bed.
Oh, here, I'll get
here. Come on over here. And, yeah, come on, sit here. Sit your butt down.
Okay.
Well, my pleasure.
Bye, then. Go off with the pretty girl.
Everybody has to
Have
kiss
fun.
The mistletoe, Santa.
Oh, that means you, Dawn.
And
you have to kiss.
What do I have to kiss?
Well, she did. She kind of kissed my headset.
I
kissed but
her headset.
Yeah. So, you look great. How you doing?
She does look great.
I'm doing well.
Talking to the microphone.
Oh, I'm doing well.
Much better
it's a
now.
It's big microphone.
Hear how well you're doing. Yeah,
two hands. I'm doing really well. Now they have this big microphone in my face. Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
Well, you are the sexy sex therapist. Yeah.
And I brought my favorite toy with me to share with everyone.
Really?
So.
I mean, is this your toy that you're going to share?
Well, I'm not actually going to show it on myself, but if someone wants to use it later, they can.
Dilly.
Oh, okay. Let's see it. Let's see it.
Okay, so.
This is a Lilo.
Mm-hmm. Is it rechargeable? I actually charge it today on my computer. So.
Sweet. Oh, it's one of those Lilos.
Yes.
I have a few.
Really
Do you have this one?
I don't have that one exactly. I have a round one. I have a long one. I have a, curved one. I mean, they make so many. Yeah.
I'll
They're
pass
great.
This one around after. But the reason I love this,
yes.
and I have a private practice. I have women come in, and oftentimes they want to know what it feels like to have oral sex, but unless you're extremely limber, you're not going to be able to do it yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you have to rely on a man or a woman to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the Aura. So this simulates oral sex.
Now,
what?
How do you spell that? A-U-R-A?
Aura.
Not when you give head.
O-R-A.
It's like my Jewish name.
Wow.
Aura.
Doesn't simulate
light.
Your tongue.
Look at
but
that.
I'm sure it's very
the
nice.
Feeling.
Lilo is very nice.
Oh, and it's got different speeds, and it's got...
It's very cute.
Here, let me show you the vibration.
Ah.
There we go. Let's see. Wait, put it there. You want to put it somewhere else? Let me wrap it up
like
here.
Oh, I like that.
It
moves
on,
around,
it
you guys.
Oh, there we go. There we go. You got the high power. What do you think of that? You can put on your nipples, too.
Oh, it feels like a nipple, actually. It feels like a vibrating nipple.
Nipple.
Wow. Whoa.
So what you do is it's you got this here. You got your controls. Where are they?
Mm-hmm.
You put it there, and you go to town. But
downtown.
Downtown. But the wonderful thing about it is if someone is maybe feeling like, a little intimidated by having someone do it to them first, they can try this out themselves so they're comfortable with their own body. And then they can show that to their partner so that they know what it feels like.
All right.
Right. So there we go.
Can guys use that too? I mean,
Why not?
Has anybody tried it?
On yourself?
Sure.
Well, I'm just wondering. I'm
Where would you like to use it?
Well, I don't know. You probably put that on the tip of your penis.
Or the tip.
Or the base.
Wherever you like.
Or even the forbidden anal area.
Ooh.
Why not?
Think about that.
Oh, look at that tongue going around.
Yeah.
It's good for anal training.
I have not tried that on my ass yet.
Right, see?
Ooh, great job. Do you want to try?
And Dr. Dawn.
That's why I'm the creative aspect here.
And Dr. Dawn was just telling me about Lilo just came out with a whole line of Star Wars dildos.
Have you seen the Star Wars? Okay. No. They came out Darth with Vader. A whole line of Star Wars products. Darth Vader.
Just in time for Sexmas.
So I hope to get the line and do a review on it. So maybe we girls can do a Star Wars review.
Wait a minute. Darth Vader is making dildos
now? Oh, you know it. You know it.
C-3PO.
Well, I do have one of my kings is the devil.
All right, that's it.
So he kind of looks a little like Darth Vader.
We've got to take our country back.
So, people do like putting, characters inside of them. That's been proven. So,
speaking of movies, do you mind if I interrupt for a moment?
Well, no, you can. I was going to introduce. You have a book coming out, but it's okay. We can talk about your movie. Books.
Let's
movies,
come back to the book because movie was really spectacular. Yeah. I just went to the movies today with Zen, of course.
Uh-huh. Zen and, likes movies.
Alex had a surrogate client. So we all have to vacate the premises when she's in session.
Yeah.
But we went to go see a movie called Spotlight. Mm. You heard about Spotlight?
No.
Oh, man. What an amazing movie.
Okay.
The Boston Globe does this investigative work into the Catholic Church and all the abuse that was going on with the little Catholic schoolboys.
Speaking of Christmas. Know.
And the high school that I went to when I was a kid actually was one of the places listed.
Were you an
in the
altar
movie.
Boy?
Yeah,
you
I
were.
Was.
Were
I
you
went, I
had
went to a,
mess
an
with?
All-boys Catholic boarding school from 7th grade through senior in high school.
Did anybody mess with you?
We can't blame the priests. In my case.
Oh, in your case.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. It was the nuns, I guess. The nuns.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
But a great movie. I encourage everyone to go see it. Mm. It talks about the exposé that occurred on this huge conspiracy. Really, that was contrived by the Catholic Church to protect its priests.
Of course.
I don't want to say more because I don't want to take any of the...
Well, we've all read about it in the news, but it sounds like it's a good film.
It was a great film.
Yeah, and we've got to be able to look critically at our religious organizations.
At everything.
They exercise a lot of power, both exercise and exorcise. all kinds of power. And we have to take that power for ourselves. That's part of the nativity scene here.
Hey, but look, the Catholics have created a lot of great porn stars.
True.
Thank you.
The Jews have created a lot of porn stars.
It's the
principle
of naughty.
Italians are running the whole operation, and those other people are keeping count.
That's true. That's true.
Sex is that kind of friction, and sometimes making things taboo makes them sexy. When everything is okay, then you just want to go to sleep.
Thank
sometimes.
You, Catholic Church.
Okay, there you go.
Should I thank them too?
Hey, leave the kids alone, okay?
Yeah,
so,
please.
Anyway,
thank you.
We have a whole bunch of interesting guests out here that I kind of want to get up here before the break.
The book.
Oh,
I interrupted you. I wanted to remind you. The book.
Yeah, okay. Do you have your book?
My book just went on pre-sale.
Okay, so you don't have a copy.
I don't have it.
Ah, well, what's the name?
My Husband Won't Have Sex With Me.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor girl.
It's
so sorry.
Topic that is very taboo.
You're not her husband, right?
Where is
it? Yes, but it wasn't written about that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No, it wasn't. Okay. I can tell you
Okay.
I wrote an article 4 years ago, and to my surprise, it was getting 4,000 hits a day. Over 2,000 comments, and from those comments, I spent the next 4 years doing research and putting the book together with the comments. It's out on pre-sale right now, and
on Amazon?
I will get you a copy as soon as it comes out, which is next month.
Awesome.
And it's being published in Singapore from the owners of Simply Sexy, which they did a review on your book. Yes.
And that is your Christmas present or Hanukkah.
Oh, thanks. There you go. I'm going to
sign it later.
Yes, you have to sign it.
I will.
Okay.
Maybe I'll give you a little spanking with it. I don't book spanking.
We'll do that too.
Dr. Dawn knows a lot about the bonobos. She was telling me.
Double D, we're in Englewood.
You know, it helps if your husband won't have sex with you. The bonobos have some ideas for how to make it happen.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. So it's a great title. My husband won't have sex with me. But I don't know. You don't want to. You might want to read it in a book flap thing.
Yeah, cover.
No, I'd rather come and when I have it to have it out. So
Yeah.
But hopefully it'll be a big success.
But yeah, I mean,
it'll be a big
success. You know, it's the kind of conventional wisdom is that men always want to have the sex and women say no. But there's a lot of situations in which the opposite is true for multitudes of reasons that I'm sure are in your book.
I am not one of those people.
No, I am blessed.
What man would admit that, right? That's why there's such a taboo on it.
I think some will, and if they are a sports bettor, they definitely would like to do that.
Well,
it's football season or March Madness,
admitted
then have
in
sex.
Therapy. They admit it in therapy.
I've heard about it.
And I love the name of your practice.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, I do.
What is that?
In Thousand Oaks, which is a little bit conservative, we open Sexual Health and Wellness Center, where we help with both medical problems and psychological issues.
All right.
And so my partner's a family practitioner and MD, so he does all the medical stuff, and then I do the psychological or sex counseling.
Tinkering.
and also refer to wonderful sex surrogates.
Mm-hmm. That's so nice.
Thank you. Yeah. She's amazing.
All right.
I have two, thehappyspouse.com and sexualhealthandwellnesscenter.com.
All right. And so now I would like to invite some of the little elves that are out there. I see one naughty elf that was supposed to be here and is now here. Better late than never.
Yay!
It's KK.
Come up here, you little
Miss KK.
Naughty girl.
And you know, her hair is the color of the season. Here comes
look
come
at that
next to me here.
We got plenty of room here.
Oh, what a beauty. What a beauty. Here you are. Squeeze me.
I'm so sad that I fell asleep.
Oh. I hope you had several orgasms before that.
No.
Well then.
Champagne.
Yeah. It just what?
Can just you, champagne.
Can you, just kind of, we're a little squozen here.
You guys need some room?
Yeah.
We got candy canes in our butter.
Oh, yeah. We got candy canes in our, you know, isn't that what candy canes are for?
Especially if they vibrate.
Yeah. And, okay, here, I'll hold this a moment. How you doing, Kiki?
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'm glad your hair matches my outfit.
Your outfit is beautiful.
Thank you. And do you know Dayton Rains here?
I do.
Yeah.
The naughty little
the
elf.
The naughty little elf who's... Oh, look at this.
She's the naughtiest.
Oh, that's right. Maybe you should put this between here or something.
That's high tech, man.
Presentation.
Whoa, nice. There, you can hold
wireless.
Microphone
oh, very
beautifully.
Good mic holder.
And I think this is bringing us to Bonobo Ville Communion, which is important to do on the holidays.
Okay.
Yes, yes, it is. It is important. And do we have some time? How much time do we have? Yeah, 10 minutes. All right. Are we ready for some communion? Yes, little elf. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have a couple of libations.
Yeah.
Would you like a libation?
Ooh, it sounds good.
Yes. I mean, that's what you do on Christmas, right?
Of course.
You know, a little holiday cheer. So we have agua cocoa leaf liqueur, which is the correct color. Can you show that? That is, would be the green color here.
Ooh.
Yes. And we made from the cocoa plant. And we have also Ron de Jeremy rum, just in case you'd like Ron down your throat.
Oh, just the tip.
Yeah, been there, done that, no thanks.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
More than once.
I was going to say, I've had the Ron. I'll try the rum.
Mm.
I'll go All with right. the green stuff.
We are jolly, jolly. Yo, yo, yo. That's what Saturnalia says, so ho, ho, ho. And by the way, I'd like to also introduce our girl photographer here, who is, of course, Ono Bo.
Oh, I love it. Yay.
And she's in Christmas green.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Bo.
And
I
we've got several boy photographers here, including our Juxley here, right here, who is also the maker of fabulous whips and floggers and Cannabelli products. And,
Yes, much better.
Always, every day's a holiday with Jux around.
It's kind of like playing strip poker, right, baby?
L'Erotique, whose name is just so balletic. And the new guy. I don't know who you are. But
new guy.
We have almost more photographers than people on the bed. But, you know.
His name's Kevy.
Kevy. Hey, Kevy.
Well, hi, like Kevy.
Kevy.
We like
Kevy.
Kevy. Yeah.
Like All right. Kevy. So, we the salt, please. Yes. So, I think who should we, who wants to have their Bonobo-Bell communion first? You, you're my
We'll have to go with green
guest.
Just for the holiday.
Green for the holiday.
Gotta be
Absolutely.
Festive.
All right. And would you like to be an altar or a liquor?
Oh.
I mean, both would be ideal. But it would be nice if you were an altar first, and that way you could show your tits.
A liquor. I would.
You
want to like
be a liquor
to,
first?
Yeah.
I should be nice to my guest. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
How's this?
I guess liquor up front, poker in the rear. Maybe I'm not sure.
There you go. That was sounded like Hold'em. Texas.
You
could lick me, yes.
You get to pick.
Yes, here we go. You can lick Mama Santa here. Whoops, hold this, please, dear. Yes, thank you. And here we go.
Well, first we have to do
She licks like an angel. And now
All
here's
right.
the salt, which is the body
right.
of the Christmas spirit. Here, hold this down. Yeah, and lick, lick, lick.
Ooh, that's
Very
it's sugar. That's sweet.
And here you go.
Okay.
You want to pour it down your throat? Yeah. Can you do that?
Ooh, yeah.
That means you have to get down here like a good girl. Down, down, down. Ooh, yes, indeed. And lean back, back, back.
Lean into Dr. Susie's lap.
Lean into my lap, my dear. Yes. Whoa. Right by the baby Jesus with the dreidel in his butt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said the dreidel in his butt, didn't I?
Yeah,
I didn't
you
mean
did.
To say that.
You did.
Careful.
Oh, whoa. Well.
Sexy fucking girl.
Such a sexy girl. Whoa. And now you got it all over yourself. And let's hear it for the lovely, the amazing guest of honor, Silky Alexander Silk.
Oh, that was yummy.
Yummy, yummy.
Sorry, I spilt it on your makeup and your boobs.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So, my guest, Dr. Dawn, I should invite you to take Bonoboville communion, or is that like against your wellness?
I don't know if I can take it down the throat like Alex.
Okay,
you
don't have to do that.
No, but it's Ron Jeremy.
I can try.
I think
Maybe
you could.
Maybe half.
Yeah. Okay, and who's
I know
tits?
Some of your
I'll
history.
I'll be a little nicer. I won't pull it. I won't pour it as far.
And whom would you like to be your altar?
You have,
you know, I already served, so I think I'm not able to be drafted now. I mean, I could be. But we have these lovely, and these super lovely. Or, of course, Luke
from.
Is there with whatever he's available.
I'm here.
Do you have your titty available?
Well.
How about that, Luke?
All right, Alex, let's get yours.
All right.
Open up. I'll help you. Here she goes. Silky, former bailiff on Playboy TV.
Yes.
Judge
Please hold
Julie. Yeah, Judge Julie. I'm going to say Judy.
They're even a little sticky already.
Sorry about that. I'll take
and
accountability.
The salt. Okay, I will get the salt.
Oh,
sorry.
All right.
Okay, so now we take the lick.
This
and
is the new age
take
of therapy.
The salt. Yeah.
You're not supposed to put
this kind of therapy.
Yeah, okay. And microphone here, yes. And the alcohol. This is...
Oh, I thought you wanted Ron. I put you a little bit of Ron down your throat. Yeah, you've never had him. We all have.
Yeah, we've all had Ron one way or another.
God, Ron can be a lot.
And now...
I will not get it in your hair or your eye, I promise.
Wait,
I'm not a creep.
Hold on, I have your hair, baby.
Good aim, Neil.
Ah, whoa. Very good. Let's hear it for Dr. Dawn.
Yay.
And yum, yum, yum.
Big.
Don't worry, I'm driving. So.
And... Oh,
me, you know.
I should offer
this
you
one's yours. That one, goes
one
to
of Kate. These altars for your, I mean, you're already ready to be
Thank
an
you.
Altar,
you're
but would you like to be a recipient of a communion? Would you like to take communion?
I should love to take communion.
Off of?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, pick a bonobo by the toe.
I mean, you could take it off of the cameraman here, Jux.
Happy time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll let him have it.
Oh, look at those boobies.
Those boobs are already available. How about those? Oh, yeah, you have to.
We'll have to get it.
Right.
Yay! Someone else's boobs get all the play today. Hey, I'm so excited.
Okay. And what would you like to drink? Ron DeJeremy
I will take
rum
your pussy
or
mic.
Agua Coca Leaf liqueur, and let her have a microphone, please.
She just gave it back.
I like how she emoted that. Yeah. Take a look.
Like something different. Maybe some aqua leaf. Yes. Mm.
Is that
Here
too
she
big?
Goes. All right.
You can swallow. I've Man. Worked with. I've had sex with you.
Take a lick.
10 years ago. Come lick. On now. I know what you can swallow.
You had sex
10 years
ago?
Yeah.
Lick,
lick. Surprise.
But she's only 26.
Okay.
Oh. Oops.
Oh, is that your Catholic school thing?
That's good. I am. I'm only 15.
Very sensuous.
25, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Got 3 minutes, Dr. Susie?
Yes, indeed. Okay.
Actually, 2 minutes.
All right, we're gonna do those with... Now lick the salt. Lick up the salt. Salt here. Salt. Mm.
I know, it's distracting.
Very nice. Yes, and it's a communion. It's
we all lose our way.
Complete communion. And
it's
now the drink.
The boobie hypnosis.
All right, let's hear it for Kiki Dare. Woohoo! And before we go away, I just want to bring somebody up on the stage who hasn't been in Bonoboville for a while, and we're so happy to see her. Maya, come on up here.
That had a what?
Merry Christmas. Oh, look at
Yay,
Maya.
Yay, Maya. Whoa. Sexy.
We'll have to put that
Hi,
down
Maya.
In the annals of history.
Oh, yay.
Ever.
Oh, yay.
I didn't take the sweater off of her, though. Come
You're
on.
So, I'll take your sweater off. Oh, don't drop
no,
the
I'm
mic.
Saying.
Oh, yay. She's so cute.
Your snack pack size.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
I love being
Poor
tiny.
Dr. Susie's like covered
I love being
with ladies.
Tiny. That way you
I
can
know,
pick
I,
me
I
up,
feel large.
Throw me around.
You're a spinner.
How you doing,
I'm
Maya?
A what?
A spinner. You're the same as me. We're like 5 feet. Dr. Susie's a spinner, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're spinner. All spinners.
Sounds like some religion
That means we weigh
something.
Like 100 pounds and we're about 5'1 or 5'2.
She means
two.
That
we're
a tiny. Guy can spin us around.
Yeah. Right. Mm. We're real good for porn.
Yeah. I thought it was like a whirling dervish at first, you know,
Our
some kind of
yeah.
Hello,
religious
we'd
thing.
Like to speak.
Yeah, that happens too.
So how you doing, Maya?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I think we don't have time to do Bonoboville Communion yet. Or
There's
do
always
we?
Time later.
Yeah, there is time
you're
later.
You're out of time.
So we're out of time yeah. now. So we're going to be right back with all these fabulous people Yay. For Xmas, Sexmas, Solstice and Saturnalia in Bonoboville. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here, put the other right here, and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden the Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa, yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That yeah. does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
Woo!
I'm jealous.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, okay. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating masturbation month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines, ding dang dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui,
oui.
Princesse, vas-y.
Hallelujah.
Come for us, sister.
Look at that face.
Oh,
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful human being, thank you.
And I think that was an orgasm.
Amen, Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston, and let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate. And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just going to take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm... Come on.
I don't think I
can
say those words.
Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, my God. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you.
That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Welcome back, Bishnova, brothers and sisters, lovers and sisters. The Dr. Susan Block Speakeasy Cathedral of Bonoboville, where we are celebrating the holy holiday in the holy days of Xmas, Sexmas, Solstice, and Saturnalia. And of course, yes, on Saturnalia, they would wear hats, you know, with peaked tops. This was a very popular thing. The hat with the peaked top is a sign of freedom, actually. It's something the slaves would wear to say, we are free, at least this week. Oh. Yes, yes, and I have some Christmas elves here, Saturnalia free women here, bonobos, and this is, of course, Alexandra Silk, and Kiki Dare, and Dr. Don Michael. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Alexandra Silk, we have a fan out there, his name is Panty Boy, who just loves you, has loved you for many, many years, and it's his birthday, so... Wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday to Panty Boy. Happy birthday to you.
Aww.
And many more. And let me tell
you. Check out these panties right here on Dayton Rains. Panty Boy would just love these panties. We got a good view. And now give Panty Boy a little view there.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday.
What
happy,
a present.
Happy, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yes.
And Panty Boy, I'm going to sniff them later.
And are you wearing panties or are you going commando?
I'm commando.
Commando. Well, you know, Panty Boy likes that too.
Oh.
You know, he's kind of open, so to speak.
These are like half panties. They're like panties in the front and poker in the rear. I'm not
poker
sure.
In the rear, yeah, absolutely. And I've just got the tool for it.
Yay! Am I going to get a caning?
Yeah.
For Christmas?
I guess you could say that's what this is. Here.
That's very
and cool. Whack, whack.
This is a very old practice. The
yay!
Since the stick was invented.
It's almost like hanging, but it's caning. It's the same thing.
You bet.
Good.
All right, so we are gathered here to celebrate the season, And also your new series with Showtime, a new show that maybe Luke can talk about.
I think you lost your husband.
Oh, perhaps.
You do. Oh. I can't believe you have my poster.
Well, no, this is a different one. But you have so many projects that are so cool.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah, it's my series called Sex Across America. And we travel around America and we've been to 12 different states so far.
Having sex.
Yes. You know, taking in the local flavor.
How can you have sex with us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're coming on my next trip.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Please, will you come?
Good. Yes.
Will you come? Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can make her come.
I'm a good pussy puller.
I'm going to make her come.
Yeah.
With one finger.
That's Who didn't have communion here?
Me.
Oh, you didn't. Right.
No one did any off of me, but I will do it off everybody. Aww. Like, oh,
okay. You could do it off of everybody.
All the ladies. Wait, let's see. I'm going to do
it. All the ladies and, you know, you
any
could do
man
a guy
and
too,
that
you know?
Wants to come up and take some.
Any volunteers?
Nobody.
You know, the guys are not always as brave as the women, but we're opening it up to the men.
I'm offering.
Oh,
three, two. Okay, come on. Yay.
They're a team.
He takes it for the team. Yeah.
That's awesome.
What
awesome.
A team player.
Team player. Okay, but you can't have your back to the
you
other photographers.
You have to face the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me show you how to be a show person.
Face
the camera.
All right.
Be good.
And what do you want to drink?
Whatever you give me.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see.
I love that Dayton. You're so easygoing.
We're going to... Oh, I know you like agua, and it is green.
I do like agua. I love Ron. You know, I love you, Ron, but I've had a little bit of much of you lately.
Your shirt fell up. Her shirt fell up.
That's nice.
I'm going to take my
top off.
Yes. Take your top off. Unwrap yourself as a gift to the Noblesville. There she is, Dayton Rains.
Woo-hoo!
Don't you want that in your stocking?
We got a six-pack going.
Okay, now go for his stocking stuffer right now. There we go. Here he goes. All right.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm gonna do it off the inside of his thigh.
Ooh. The inside of his what?
Oh, turn him on Dayton. Turn him on.
His thigh instead of his penis.
Oh, his thigh.
I'm gonna take him. You know, play a little bit.
What a great guy. Oh. He's so nice. Uh oh. He's
I'll
twisted.
I'll dress you, thanks.
He's twisted. Oh, now
no,
you're.
No, this is what
it.
Happens when
now
men try to dress themselves. Now
you're
they're all
really
fucked up.
He's twisted.
I know what I'm up to. Good.
He is all.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, just.
Where did the baby Jesus go? Oh, I thought it went up somebody's butt.
It's mass mayhem. All right.
Okay. Here we go. This is a man here. We're going to be revealing his groin. Do you want to rock out with your cock out? Don't let us interfere, you know, if you want to do that.
I don't care.
Oh, he doesn't care. Okay.
Well,
you don't want to?
You don't.
I can do whatever, you know.
Woohoo! You know? Whatever. Ah. Ooh. She licked the tip of the Christmas tree.
Put some salt on it.
I can't hear you when you're not talking in a microphone.
Microphone.
Well, I had a cock in my mouth.
Around.
How could I talk?
That's true. All right. Oh, we salt it now.
Did you salt it?
Well, no. What are you salting?
His dick.
Oh, how?
Oh,
really? Really? That's what you do. You put salt on it. This is part of communion.
Oh, life is good.
There she goes.
Oh, she didn't spill a drop. What a good girl. What a good girl.
All right, children, now.
Wow. Oh,
in.
She took it all.
A little drop, but it looks like cum.
Everybody put their Santa hats on.
Beautiful. Let's hear it for Dayton Rains.
Woohoo!
And Larotique.
Thank you.
That was
fun.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Oh, and now I get to maybe have Christmas panties.
See, this is the Montessori method
Here's
of teaching
my Christmas
sex.
Panties.
I know.
No salt on there, though.
That's no, it doesn't need salt.
It's already kind of salty. All right, I stand in solidarity with my university, even though, I don't know, it's been a little strange lately. Now, I did do an article with Alternet about pussy sounds, but I'm not going to make any.
I might be able to, I have something green.
Yes, indeed. You know what? I did not take communion.
I know.
I did not do that. So I would like to do that.
Dealer's choice.
Off of all the ladies, including Maya.
Ooh. Yay, Maya. Ooh. Get over here. Yeah, where have you been? What are you up to?
She's so little. She can just get into a corner anywhere.
Oh, yes.
Here, come next to me.
She should bend over.
Okay, yeah.
She is snack packs.
Okay, so what would you like?
A little of something, you know, in a, yeah.
We've all had a lot of Ron. We love you, Ron, but you've been a big part of our mouth lately. So we're just going to put you aside.
And here
she's
is.
In the Christmas spirit.
She's
wearing
so Christmassy.
Red.
And yes, her beautiful titties are just sticking out like the top of a Christmas tree.
Yummy. Red and green. We've got red and green.
And they taste as good as ever, maybe better.
Great nipples.
Yummy, yummy. Mwah.
Ooh. Oh, and one of yours, please.
Was it salty?
I'm just going to take one of each of my guests.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yes.
There's so many titties.
So many. I'm ready to have one of them, like, squirt milk at me or something.
There's a lady that does this. I saw this lady today. Actually.
I heard about double Ds. Can I have
Can I see your real double Ds? I fake double Ds. Mine are
triple. You have triple D.
I know, but I don't like to say triple.
A couple of D's. They're beautiful.
Triple sounds so big. Let's see yours. Get yours out.
We just did. Look at that.
Oh, there's cleavage.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take some cleavage. I'll take what I can get. I saw an areola.
Nipple.
Yay.
Free the nipple.
Life is good.
I see areola. Yeah. And, I didn't get yours. That was not the sound of my pussy, by the way. That was the sound of me sucking Dayton Rain's nipple. Although it does sound a little bit like that sound.
It's pretty nice. I like it. Oh, I like everything, pretty much, except anal. So I'll bring someone home for that.
All right.
Sure. It is Christmas.
And it is Christmas. And a merry, merry Sexmas Christmas. Woo-hoo. Solstice. Saturnalia. Yo, 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 and a ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, who you calling a ho?
Me.
Well, actually, aren't you doing that Showtime series on like a history of hoes or something? Or history of the most popular porn stars of all time? Or what is that?
Oh, yeah,
you forgot about that
one. Oh, oops, I pooped.
Where's your guy?
Top 100 porn stars.
Yeah. Oh, he's with the puppy. Maybe he remembers who all the porn stars
all the
are.
Porn stars?
Can you get on a microphone?
Well, there's 31 of them.
Oh, there's a lot of us.
Yeah. That we're working on.
And
right now.
Give me a few of them. Like who? Betty Page?
I don't know. Ron Jeremy, of course.
Ron
yes.
Jeremy is the one
Ron.
Of them. John Leslie.
Okay. Here, why
Jamie
you
Gillis.
Here?
Annette Haven.
Oh.
Jenna Jameson.
Of course. She's so fabulous, right?
Who else? Georgina Spelman.
What about Nina Hartley?
Yeah.
She's not quite old
list.
Enough or
yeah,
something?
What about Miss Nina?
She did not make this list.
Annie Sprinkle? I don't know.
How could Nina not make the Lisa Ann?
Lexington Steel.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never done an IR scene, but I love
Lexington. Wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong. Did Nina make the list?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. Yeah, she did make
the list.
She kind of made the list. We have to tune in to find out.
A few newer girls as well. Like, okay.
Would you like to do Bonoboville Communion?
Sure.
Yeah. And you have your choice of titties here presenting.
I think
I can't take my bow off,
so
Maya, you know.
I'm not sexist at all.
Kiki, I'm sorry. I'm a little drunk already. Right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's well, okay. That's all right. Are you over 21?
Okay. She's a little offended that you haven't chosen her. Can you take two?
No, I'm not offended.
No,
I'm
just kidding.
I'm not that self-absorbed.
I will her as well.
Everyone
okay,
always picks
she is going
right.
to do you as well.
Yay, how about off
nice.
My pussy then?
All right. And so, here we go. Did you want to take Ron down your throat, or are you more lesbian than that?
Relax.
Agua.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. She is a little bit into
I have
girls.
Agua.
That's what yeah. you call for toxic.
Wow, Ron. Okay, next.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Ron. Sorry.
This is Woo. Our girl Maya, and
oh,
actually,
I like
we're very
her.
Excited because Maya is going to be a therapist with the institute. Again, she has been before,
nice.
And of course, Dayton is a therapist with the Institute, and a little shout out to Chelsea Demoiselle out there,
Thank
who is
you,
also
Chelsea.
A therapist, and we have a lot of therapists out there, but we know Chelsea is in the field.
Very nice.
We do.
I love it.
Yeah. You know, we kind of, we do it a little different, but you know, we're all in that sexual healing
yeah.
department
yeah.
in one way or another.
Yeah, you.
It's such no, gratification for me
yeah.
personally, like
yeah.
after being in porn for
yeah.
so long.
Yeah, it's rewarding.
I feel better yeah. doing that, helping people,
yeah.
than doing any other job.
Wow, it's one orgasm at a time, though.
Right, and it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, wow. did you wet the altar? Now you wet the altar. Here, let's take this away so it's not in your way. And now, Maya, beautiful. Little sweet Maya is taking a nice.
She is pretty sensual.
And
I'm gonna say
she's very, very sensual. She is. She always has been. And if anything,
oh, we're gonna have fun on
webcam more, yeah.
therapy.
A little more, yeah.
Don't forget to call us 310-568-0066.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just gonna take this off because it's sort of
me
in the
first.
Way.
I'm on the me. I'm like Larry David. I'm on the me first policy.
Yeah. And here she goes.
Oh, she is.
One therapist after another. Woo! Celebrating Xmas, Sexmas, Solstice, and Saturnalia in Bonoboville. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She really is.
Snack pack
and
size.
She has such a beautiful little body.
Now I'm going to pour it down your throat. Is that okay? So you can lean
take
on
it.
Me.
Take
with your
it.
Head in between my breasts,
oh.
and I'll pour it down your throat.
Lean on
oh,
her.
You could take it.
And she will. Okay,
I know
I'll
you
take
can.
This because we don't want to obscure the view.
And don't.
And
spill
what
the drop.
A view that is.
Take it all. Take it.
Ah.
Oh.
Whoa. Cheers.
Thank you.
Whoa. Is that.
Sante Bonheur.
Sweet.
That was delicious.
L'chaim.
A little bit of sweet and salty.
And Merry Christmas. Absolutely.
Am I okay down here?
Yeah, you're okay down there. I mean, you know.
You and I are about the same size. My boobs just look bigger.
Her boobs are, you know.
That's what gives
twice
it away.
As big as your whole body, but you know,
no,
the
but
rest
when
of you.
I'm in, without heels, we're the same size.
Yeah. We got
just
all
have
sizes
big, fake
here tonight.
Tits. I can't
nice.
Help it. Sorry, I bought big, fake tits.
The manger has gotten very disturbed, I see. But, you know, that's what happened.
Real.
Oh, real. Let me
a situation
oh, no,
like
the candy
this.
Cane
yeah,
fell.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we're running into, you know, the wind-up here. Captain Max, what's going on? Merry Christmas, Sexmas, Solstice and Saturnalia to the
okay,
captain.
Okay, there's the button.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's going on?
Yo, 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 ho, ho, ho.
What's going on? Well, you know, we're taking in immigrants from Facebook and the other fascist states into Bonoboville. And there's a trick of them, but they're coming.
Yes,
know?
Indeed.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be a new year. It's been a great year of the Bonobo, 2015. And thank you so much, Serena Anderlini, editor of Ecosexuality,
for inviting us to write the foreword to Equosexuality and joining us in declaring it the year of the bonobo.
Yay!
And we're going to be seeing Serena in a little while, in a few weeks, in Puerto Rico to, you know,
oh my gosh, Arnold's vagina showing. It's right in my face.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Perfect
it's the womb room.
I love it.
Woohoo.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah,
some
baby.
Some sexy photographer you
and,
have.
And you have a new toy line. Do you want to tell us about that?
That's actually ATM.
Mouth to mouth?
ATM.com.
Speaking of pussies, it's your pussy, right?
Stress.
Okay. Sorry, and I didn't mean to fuck it up. I didn't.
No. That was very
she's
funny.
She's okay. She's having a good time.
Just watch for Kiki's plastic pussy. It's coming any day.
All right.
Okay.
Do you have a doll?
All right.
I do.
It's I coming. Have a doll.
Okay. Yeah. Promote it.
Well, who cares? I don't make any money on that.
Oh, okay.
Give a
then
shit.
Never mind.
But you can buy a doll of me. It's a down and dirty Dayton Rains love doll.
Oh.
Or the Dayton Rains cocksucker. And Kiki Dare probably did the same process I did where she got her pussy molded. Now, guys, just
there you go.
Put this ugly blow up thing, with like some kind of weird thing of you.
What else can we stuff in our stocking? Dildos. Maybe something from Jux Lee Products. What do we got?
Ooh, Spankin, my favorite.
It's a sort of a. Can we give him a microphone? Can somebody just say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah? And
Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas.
And yes, we if we want whips and chains and well, not chains, but floggers like this.
That well, those you could go to juxleather.com or you can go to store.kink.com where most of my stuff is sold.
All right.
Jux makes pretty stuff.
Pretty stuff.
Also herbal
also,
healing medication.
Nasty stuff. Yeah. Naughty stuff. All right, so I think we're going to wind up the, you know, the festivities because it's that time. So, yeah, anybody else need to promote a website or something, an object, a toy?
I will promote myself and Dr. Susie and the Institute and Ono and Maya, and you can call us anytime, 310.
And Chelsea.
And Chelsea, right. 310-568-0066. We're here for you, webcam, texting, sexting, to make you feel better.
Ooh, yeah. Well, or if you want to feel worse, we'll do that too.
I'm not a worse person.
Sometimes that is what you need. You need a little whack, whack. You know, you need a therapist to kind of give you a kick in the pants or no
Ooh.
Pants maybe, you know.
Yeah. And don't forget to visit.
No pain, no gain. Wait a second. What do we got here?
Oh, some good small penis humiliation.
Oh, I have condoms.
Good small penis humiliation.
Good small penis.
Now, do you do that?
Of course.
Really? Wow. Okay.
I don't do the humiliating.
Maybe I should turn this around.
But I refer
here.
Out to the humiliating. I just diagnose
you are
the issue, and if that's what they enjoy, then I refer out to people who can small penis humiliate.
You know, I have. There's many reasons that. People like humiliation or public disgrace or private disgrace or being laughed at. And I kind of think, speaking of Zen, the Buddha dog who is here, that one reason is because, in a way, humiliation obliterates the ego. It takes charge of shaming you so that you don't shame yourself. And you can enjoy yourself. And very often, that's why it works. And a lot of people don't understand how it works. I'm not going to pretend I totally understand how it works because it kind of can drive you crazy, especially the one you love if that one is into it. My one I love isn't into it, at least not to my knowledge. You're not into humiliation.
But it also, it also releases dopamine in the brain.
Mm. To humiliate.
Absolutely. It kind
Sometimes,
of creates
yeah.
A little bit of nervousness in their stomach, and then it releases that dopamine, which is a little bit of a high.
Mm.
And so the humiliation, especially if it starts out where you don't really know that that's what it is, and maybe somebody's laughing at you, and then it equates with arousal, then...
Mm-hmm.
that continues on, and you get kind of a little bit of a dopamine high every time someone's laughing or staring at you. And like you said, Dr. Susie, it does take away from the shame.
Your own shame.
Absolutely. And it
so you don't beat yourself up. Have somebody else kind of.
And the anxiety and the performance issues.
When you can laugh at yourself, I think it's great.
Seasons beatings.
Yes.
And, you know, this is a kind, you know, humiliation in a way is like a mental spanking, right? It's. Seasons
not
beating.
A bad thing.
What was that? What was
ooh.
That?
Ooh.
I said I miss my birthday spanking.
Your book spanking.
Birthday.
No, birthday. You get both.
Oh, that's right. Hey, Maya's like the baby Jesus. She has a birthday right
about
now.
Last Saturday.
Oh, I think you got to get over all of our
happy
needs.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Can I take your pants off, please?
Yeah, definitely.
Come on, it'll be fun. I promise.
Yeah, you got to get a spanking, and with a book, and with a hand, and with everything by all the ladies, and here we go. I knew we'd go into overtime for a good reason.
Maya, why do you have so many clothes on? You can't even see your vagina. You have shorts and other shorts. Oh my gosh, look at that little butt.
Oh, these cute panties here.
Oh my gosh.
Over here.
She is in the Christmas spirit with
definitely
red.
She is okay. She has to wear something on her head though.
Here. I'll own my rhinestone-y hat.
There. Okay. That's a sock.
Here.
Put the Santa hat on her.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, Dayton gave you her hat, and it's so beautiful.
I made that.
You are. It's so
I
nice.
I love the bling bling.
You're going to get a spanking.
Don't be scared.
Yes, we have to.
Ooh.
One, two.
And
three.
Still
look at camera.
Read it or get spanked by it. The bonobo way.
Ooh, six.
I'm really.
Seven.
Here, come on up here.
Oh, no, I was letting Maya have her spotlight. I already have had the spotlight for weeks now. It's her turn.
Well,
she's
you could
new.
Be in the background of the spotlight.
Okay, because I was trying to, I always have my boobs out and I get in trouble on Facebook.
Actually,
remember?
Like a boob
Maya's,
out,
Maya's butt's going to be as red as her panties.
Okay. I just have tinsel in my hair now. Tinsel, ugh. Shit stays around for weeks.
Ooh, yeah, now we're talking. Happy birthday.
Aww. Woo! Happy birthday, little baby Jesus.
To Maya. Happy birthday to Maya. Look at it's getting as red as
happy
her panties.
Birthday to Maya. She is not a crier. She not likes to get her ass spanked by Dr. Susie. And it's not even Hanukkah. All
right.
Can I give you a good one? Just one good whack? I promise it'll be nice.
One for good luck.
No, she won't do it hard.
I won't. I'm not a roughie. I'm a
but we'll
softie.
Pull this down just a little bit like that.
Just like right here.
Yeah.
Oh!
Ow.
No hurt. Did it hurt?
No.
I loved it.
You have to even her up a little bit here.
Yeah, it's all about how you cup it, right? made a good whomp.
It's all about noise, not about.
We're going high right now. Yeah.
All right, Dr. Susie.
All right. Let's hear it for Maya.
Yay!
Sexmas Elf par excellence.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay! That's so pretty.
All right. So I think we're just about done. Does anybody else want to promote anything before we go?
Oh, don't forget to visit alexandrasilk.com and
that's
Fallen Angel.
And Fallen Angel. And I told Luke he should send me some stuff and we'll put it up in Bonoboville and all over the place.
Movies,
yeah, because we just surpassed Vivid Radio.
Woohoo!
So, and they've got 16 hosts. I've got one thin little Jewish chick. Yeah. We're still out there.
But she rocks.
Yeah. And we're on Playboy's Tale.
Could I say?
Oh, Dr. Susie rocks.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
Give it up for Dr. Susie. Come on, give it up for her. Cheers. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Christmas. Christmas and a happy new year to you.
Absolutely.
I have one thing to say. One thing. It's really important.
Just one thing.
One thing. I won't talk too much. I got nominated fan favorite MILF of the year. Please vote for me at avn.com. Also, Kiki was nominated. We're in competition, but we're still fine.
Okay, we're still fine.
She was nominated as well. So if you'd like to vote for her, you can vote for her at the same place, avn.com. We're fan favorite MILF of the year.
Fan favorite. Can you vote twice?
Yes.
With a different email. I tried to vote for myself a whole bunch because I'm so self-indulgent.
Everybody's got more than one email. So vote for both of them. You know, yeah, absolutely. Hey. Congratulations. Mazel
tov. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Mazel
tov. It's great to be nominated, and that's a beautiful thing. Yeah, absolutely. We are so proud and happy to have all these wonderful major women in the bed tonight, and that one guy, yeah.
Do we love him? He's man.
Yeah. Him and Ono are not wearing any underwear.
Huh?
He's not wearing underwear?
Okay.
Please.
This is the underwear checker. She goes around and checks.
She's wearing.
Are you commando?
Ono's wearing my underwear.
All right. So, yeah.
All right. So.
Max.
Yes.
Would you like to say
Of course.
Drop books, not bombs.
Yeah. And understand that the world is bloodied. We're killing each other. We go about shopping, we do all the things we do, but there's death everywhere around the world. And we have to stop the people that create that, and that's the armament gun companies, the death dealers, Martin Lockheed, all of you. Do you know that the United States is out of bombs because we dropped them all in the fucking desert?
Yeah.
And everybody's really excited now. Oh, we're going to get many billions of dollars of orders for new bombs.
Because they make new ones now. Yeah. That's the thing.
Take it away from them.
I'm okay.
Have sex. Thing. Sex heals a billion times
more than it kills. Thank you, Max.
Peace.
Yeah. Yes.
And yes, indeed, as Luke said, we have to look at our so-called enemies and see ourselves, like, how did we bring this on? And that goes for our own personal lives and for the world. And, yeah, this is a good time to do that. You know, the holidays, you get time off from work, you get to think, and people act crazy, and you go, wait a second, what can I do?
It's
to be more bonobo. To be more bonobo. And to try to, kind of surf these rocky waters with people who are, you know, drinking too much or emoting too much because the holidays sometimes bring up bad family feelings or bad memories. And they get in our face, and it's tough, and that might bring out the worst in us. So try at this time, and I'm trying, to let it bring out the best in you, the bonobo in you. You know, when they go through rocky times, and you know, it's like sometimes we get mad, we get so defensive, and that goes for us personally, as well as us as America, you know, get defensive. What are you doing? You're shooting people, and so we have to bomb a gazillion of you if you shoot two of us. Maybe we have to just get along. As that old guy Rodney King said, you know, why can't we just get along?
And we can't be an empire.
Why can't we just be?
We've seen all the empires collapse. They all collapse.
And Christmas is a good time to think about this because much as we might have fun with the baby Jesus butt plug, and we do have a lot of fun with that, you know, and of course the church in many ways has perverted the message that is in this New Testament. Wasn't brought up with it myself, but I really appreciate the message of peace and the message of sharing. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and the message of, you know, give it away. Share the resources. Get together. Hang out with sex workers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sex workers.
Definitely.
Sex workers are fun. I just would like to tell everybody out there.
Well, they
know that. You all like us, okay, a lot, privately, and they would have a better relationship if they dated one of us instead of judging us.
Hundreds of thousands now
right?
But therapist on webcam from Kansas to New York City. It's better than working at McDonald's.
Yeah, it is, right? Actually.
Say what you gotta
and
say.
You use the assets that
God gave
uses.
You or you bought.
And please remember, Jesus was a Jew.
Okay.
And also a Palestinian.
A yes. Palestinian?
Both, yeah. Because really? It was Palestine, I guess.
Oh, right.
I don't know, something
yeah,
like
it was
that.
Right.
Anyway, come on. We're all the same species, right? I mean, and we're pretty close to
I
bonobos.
I am of a higher but species, but I mean, most of the world is just.
Yes,
let's
Prince
be amazing
Lukovitz.
Bonobos.
And speaking of bonobos, shout out to Mal. And thank you, Mal, and Merry Christmas, and thank you, Lola Ya Bonobo, for saving the bonobos, and thank you, Bonobo Conservation Initiative, with our friend Sally Cox. You know, this is a great time, the time of giving, to give to organizations that are helping to save the bonobos from extinction, because these are our kissing cousins, and if we lose the bonobos, we lose a very, very precious key to peace. An understanding that we can never find again. So, you know, save the whales, save the cockroaches, all, you know. Well, we don't have to save them. But save
the bonobos,
right?
They can save themselves,
right?
Don't worry.
The dolphins. Save the bonobos.
The gorillas are important, too, by the way.
Because
but
they have sex like us. They look at each other in the eye.
Do
when
very
they have
much.
Sex.
They look each other in the eye.
The humans.
That's right. You were talking about looking in the eye.
Are the only ones,
mm-hmm.
the
That's
only
right.
animals that look at each other when they have sex with each other. Mm-hmm. All right, the rest
so
of them do it from.
Doggy style.
Behind.
Yeah, right.
Let's not have some bad sex.
What?
Let's have some bad sex.
Let's
yeah,
have
okay.
some bad,
bad
sex.
Sex.
We're
naughty
about to
sex.
Do that in the after
naughty
party.
Sex.
Yeah. Yeah. But
the eyes tell it all, don't they?
It's true. There is so much to learn from bonobos. We used to think we were the only ones to have sex face to face, but bonobos do it like tantric sex practitioners or like two people in love. You know, maybe even more so because we get afraid of looking at each other. We got all that shame and hypocrisy and pretense. They don't have
Whatever.
That. You know, yeah, that's sometimes fun, shame and hypocrisy and pretense, right?
Sometimes
with a little spanking. So, make like bonobos, not baboons. Drop books, not bombs. Drop bras, not bombs. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. It's Christmas, right? Even if that someone is you. I love you.
Yeah,
mistletoe.
You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.